Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to episode 299 of 4th and John. I'm D.F. Saunders here with Mr. Prime and Mr. Damn Skippy, a.k.a. H-Town, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas, in the building. And today we're talking about the matchup you all been waiting for, Eagles versus the Lions. Yes, it's game week. Yes, we're excited. It's not every day that you get an opening week. You know, I'm geeked up, man. Like, I've been waiting for this. I haven't slept over the last couple weeks. Anticipating each day gets even more and more closer. I'm losing more and more sleep. Last night, I'm not even lying. I went to bed at 6 a.m. the night before.
Jeez.
4 a.m. So this is becoming an issue. It's all about excitement. It's not about nervousness. It's none of that. It's really about Eagles. No, never that.
You sure it's not anticipation?
I say anticipation. You know, we are going to get on a road trip. I know you're going to be flying luxury.
Well, whatever Primer, do you mean?
We're going to be driving. We're
going to be on the Phillies. Leaving tomorrow night?
We were rocking with Philly sports trip. So if you guys want to get on that. It's going to be a good time. But right off the bat, I mean, are you guys geeked up? I mean, I know Prime, he said it like, he hit me up like 7 days ago. It's like, dude, I can't. It's crazy right now.
I'm in the same boat as you, man. I mean, we're talking about 3 days away. Hollis mentioned, we are going to be on the road tomorrow late night. So I hope that you still have some energy to get through that, man, because it's exciting. it's exciting, bro. I mean, I love taking these road trips. We always have a good time. It's a great experience for all of us. I'm ready to see this team go to work. I'm excited. I know we're going against the Detroit Lions, a young team that, you know, like, well, we were once a couple years ago. I know they're on Hard Knocks. And, you know, I'm watching bits and pieces of it the last couple of days doing my homework, who to look out for. But the Hard Knock is really going to come on Sunday when the Eagles step into that stadium. And, you know what I mean, the fans, us fans, are going to be there to take over the city like we normally do, bro.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think I'm just anxious for football season in general to start up. I think it's that anxiousness that happens every year around this time. You know, it's not you. They have a little bit of baseball. They have the WNBA. They have a little tennis going, a little golf going here and there. And nothing garners your attention like. Did you see how many people was watching preseason football in anticipation? And I think just like the rest of y'all, I'm ready to see. We just bought all these new toys. It's time to play with these suckers. It's like we need to see if they're as good as they are on paper.
Yeah, man.
So
I agree.
It's like, and I like what I don't know if you heard what Kelsey said in his interview. It's like, we ain't done shit yet. It's like, we look good on paper. It's like, this is gonna take some hard work and dedication. Because everybody, they're kind of putting a target on us, and I kind of hate when everybody's like, oh, you guys have a chance. Shut your ass up. You still, some of you drunkards out there still think the Cowboys got a chance. They'll never have a chance in just in hell, just because of the coaching and the ownership. I'm just saying.
No, I mean,
the thing, I know what you mean too. It's time for some football. And it's ain't nothing like this time of the year. Their first, the match from the first kickoff on the Sunday. Man, ain't nothing like it. Yay!
No, I mean, the smell is in the air. I feel like
that's pumpkin spice.
Is it pumpkin spice? It could be. But the thing is, the Lions Stadium had been sold out in a minute. I think it was like last time a stadium was sold out was like 2019. For the Lions, it was 2017. Mm-hmm. So obviously that means a lot of Eagle fans are traveling. I think we're going to be there. I know a lot of Eagle fans will be there in spirit. I know Evan Hollywood Hearn will be here shortly, but he's still here in spirit. Dude's working.
What the hell is he doing?
He's a superhero. Not many people know that he's been fighting crime in Philadelphia. So I'm excited. I'm gonna get it started, man. I don't want to come from a place from concern, but right off the bat, what would be one of your biggest concerns going into this matchup versus the Lions?
My biggest concern is Jonathan Gannon's defensive play call. I feel like we know who we are offensively, and I think we're gonna start out running the ball and running some play action fakes. I think I don't think they're gonna make they're gonna come out like slightly well balanced. I think my boy Jalen Hurts is probably gonna throw the ball 21 to 25 times a game, and then we're gonna run the other part just to keep the other guys off balance. My thing is, we got all these weapons on defense. It's a real defense now. We got a full arsenal. Are we gonna shoot? Are we gonna stand there with our gun loaded? Speak of the devil. Are we
going
to shoot? What's up?
What up, bro?
I'll tell you what my biggest concern is. I see this big-ass slide in Detroit. I already broke my hip. I'm going to be coming back. I'm going to be back in rehab next week.
Wait a minute. You broke your hip?
Years ago.
I know you. Wait a minute. I know what you're talking about. That slide that's in Detroit. Yeah. They'll be throwing the kids down.
It seems like a fun time.
It does seem like a fun time.
Prime said he's doing it though. Prime, you doing it?
I'm down.
I'm doing it. I got one functioning hip.
Yeah, Hollis, I got game.
I'll watch y'all. I'll record it.
Listen, man, we'll put your big ass on the ground and we'll take you for the ride.
No,
you'll be our little slide.
Apparently, you haven't seen the slide. You're going to start out on the ground, but your ass going to be up in the air somewhere.
Listen, man, we got one of these things in the water park over here at Clemington Park.
You ain't got nothing like this. The one that's deadly.
I wouldn't sleep on this thing.
No, the one in Detroit is deadly. When I say deadly, it's not because it's what, y'all. It's because when you come down, you coming up off that sucker, and you coming down with authority.
Yeah,
I was thinking, what's more deadly, or that slide or certain parts of 8 Mile?
I'll take the latter actually on that one.
I don't know. I think the slide is quicker. It's a quicker death. I'm just saying.
Now, Prime,
although it seems like fun, you know.
Now, Prime, what's your biggest concern going into this game?
I mean, just pretty much going off of what Hollis was saying, that was my concern too. It's just being caught off guard. What game plan is Gannon going to go ahead and throw in there? Can't sleep on these guys. I mean, look, they're in the NFL. They got talent. They got some young studs on their team. St. Brown is somebody definitely not to sleep on. You know, we've had history on getting killed by tight ends. The good thing about it, going back to, again, what you and Hollis said earlier, was we got some new toys. new action figures to line up. You know what I mean? All the old ones are pretty much put to the side or they're no longer on the team. Now we got these new action figures that we want to go ahead and put into play and see how well they do. So, you know, everything's lined up perfectly for him. We've been saying this in and out through, you know, throughout the offseason. He has it. He has it all in his hands to do it the right way. And now at the end of the day, it's how well, you know, he plays this game plan of his. If it doesn't work out for him, bro, it's time to go ahead and make a move and move on from him. Because, I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. So that's just my only concern is just being caught off guard, you know, because we look good on paper. But, you know, I hope to God that we look great on Sunday on that field.
He interrupted me, too, so. He interrupted the rest of mine because he came in all late and stuff. But no, the one part that I hope I worry about is them going staying with Gannon too long and him coming out and letting those guys get some confidence established. That vanilla crap, it's cool like late in the game once we got a lead, but you got to come out and bust them in the mouth, bust them out quick, early and often. Strike first, strike fast, no mercy, sir. Evan, your turn.
to be honest with you, I know that the topic here is biggest concern, but I'm going into this game confident as hell, man. I really think that the Eagles are a great team. I think we're one of the we've built ourselves up to be one of the top five teams in the league this year by the end of the year. I think Detroit, I think they are overhyped right now. Everybody is riding high off of Hard Knocks, and everyone's saying, oh, watch out for Detroit this year. They're the sleeper this year. I'm not buying it, man. I watch Hard Knocks, too. I don't think they're that good of a team.
I agree with you, bro. I've been watching it myself, and before you came on, the one thing that I said is it's a whole lot different when you're killing your own squad in practice, you know what I mean, your own defense. But go against a defense like ours that, you know what I mean, we pretty much have the right people in the right places. I want to see the same talk. I want to see that same energy come Sunday, and I just don't see it.
But, Prime, peep this, though. What if Jonathan Gannon lets the offense get that type of confidence? Lets the offense we stand back there and let the quarterback fold. Let the quarterback play 7-on-7. He was the first overall pick. Even though he sucks, if you let him stand back there, he will pick you apart. He went to a Super Bowl before. But that's why you cannot let him get started. That's my only concern is coming out too soft. Like Big Clinton.
Do you think that him getting to the Super Bowl it has anything to do with the fact that like Sean McVay went to the Super Bowl again without him? So like, do you think that him being a part of that team is? I think he was more so just a decent role player on an even better team.
Yeah, but when you think about it, do you want to give him that? Do you want to be the team that gives him the confidence in one game?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
When you come out
as a player, when you come in and say, and you get that first little series in and you have some success, it's like, we might kick their ass. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't want that. You want them doubting from the word go. That's why every time I used to try to make if they ran a ball on me. On the first play, I was trying to hit the guard in the mouth. If they ran a double team, I was trying to destroy the guard and hit the tackle in his mouth with a forearm shiver and then still make the play. Just let him know that's how it's going to be all day long. Or Jim Johnson would come with some stank on it. Put some funk in the box. It's like, dude, you cannot let guys sit back there and gain the confidence they need. If it's only for 1 week, though, because this is what I will tell you. Sometimes I used to watch film, and when I got older, I started watching where they had a good game and where they had a bad game. Because if you watch where they got their ass kicked, and then you didn't watch one where they was doing good, you were in for a rude awakening. So you have to watch both of those games, and we don't want to be the film where they're kicking our ass.
Mm-hmm. So my biggest concern here is, you know, at the end of the day, this team is a team that's looking for identity, even though it's they've you know, you talk about the last year coming into the season, they were trying to figure out what their identity was, but by the end of the season they kind of knew what it was. You know, now this is opportunity after they got thrashed in Tampa to right the ship. This is opportunity to create this identity that, you know, all this chatter, all the talking heads, the media out here talking about you guys are great, you guys are this. We talked about Kelce and talking about putting that work in. So put that work in, I think, and really stick it to your guns. I know they want to, like you talk about trying out these new toys. I know they're going to want to throw the football. But you, at the end of the day, you can run the football and mm-hmm. ease into doing what you do best. But at the, I'm very excited about our offensive line and our defensive line. Yeah. But I'm not really concerned about us not trying to attack. I think we got enough guys on this defensive line. They're ready to eat.
But
it's not the attack part. It's are we going to attack with everybody?
Oh, blitzing attack!
I'm talking about make them think. Put your foot in their ass sideways to the next life. It's like you cannot just send four every time. They know the Deuce is over there. They know to block everybody up and give the quarterback an extra seconds to do everything to go through his progression. When you give a quarterback time, the DBs can only cover for so long. The one thing you cannot do in a defense is put your secondary in a bind. We did that week in and week out at each of the weeks last year because we were rushing three or rushing four, and they had five and six stand in to block our guys. Our guys are ass kickers, so that's what they're going to do. You have to know that that's what they're going to do. You have to get them in some single teams so they can kick some asses so they can eat. If they're not eating, it's going to be another time where one of the defensive linemen is going to say, I'm paid to make sacks, and I'm not going to do that.
Now in the chat, Conrad says, do you think the Lions have any kind of legit aerial attack? I mean, I think, you know, I'm not afraid, but I think Amon St. Brown, he's a guy that definitely wins in the slot. He's a guy who's put up some numbers, especially for a rookie. You know, Jameson Williams is actually not able to play due to his ACL. You have DJ Chark, the big play guy there. You know, a lot of people are talking about Josh Reynolds as well. So, I mean, you know, am I concerned about this group from a wide receiver standpoint? You know, they've got some weapons, you know, TJ Hockenson as well. So, I mean, they've got some weapons to throw to. But,
I'm going to give it right to you. The only guy that concerns me is their tight end. Their tight end is a bit of a blue chipper, and he's torched us before. So, you don't like a prime?
Nah, I all the respect to that dude. And, Evan, I'm not going to, because, you know what I mean? I want you to go ahead and speak on it. But definitely no. I'm not worried about him. Why? Because we got fucking linebackers now. We got linebackers that are going to hold their ground. We got linebackers that are going to play that shit down, and that's what I'm looking forward to. But we'll talk more about that later on.
I mean, if we're just looking at this Lions team on paper, though, like I'm not sitting here as an opponent and trying to downplay them by any means. But like, let's just go. Like, is Jared Goff to you guys? Is he a? I would say maybe he's a top 15 quarterback.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. So
that's being generous.
Granted, he is the first overall pick, but realistically, if we're looking at him, I don't think he's a top 15 quarterback in the league. And if we're looking at the rest of his wide receivers, the Amon St. Brown, I mean, dude, look at the cornerbacks that we have on this team. Darius Slay, James Bradbury. You think that they won't be able to handle Amon St. Brown?
Hey, Evan, I want you to do me a favor and go back and look at the scores of their first few games last year before they got a victory. And go back and look at – no, just go back and look at how they fought tooth and nail the whole time. So when you get these guys down, you have to do like – we did last time. We got them down and we kept them down. But did you see towards the end of the game, they were still scoring.
You're talking about the Lions or are you talking about our defense?
The Lions. I'm talking about the Lions. In general. Yeah, we don't want to be that team that gives him a 300-yard day.
Totally. And the Lions, to your point, they did have a lot of games last year where they lost in like the final minute or the final drive. So, yeah, they were close in a lot of games. But I just – listen, I'm not trying to undersell this team. I just think simply we're better. I think that we should win this game. I'm not trying to go in here and think that's an automatic win. I think you still got to show up.
No, but, absolutely. And it being the first week of the season, you know, it's always any given Sunday. That starts always in the very beginning of the season, because it's any given Sunday. You don't know what everybody's pretty much, you know, wiping off all the rust that they build up on the off season. They're going to put everything together. But yeah, going back to what you were saying, dude, like ranking him in the top 15, that's being nice. I don't think Goff is that dude. We mentioned it earlier. He was blessed to be on the Rams. The Rams were just one little piece from getting over the top, and they did that last year by switching him out with Matt Stafford.
If they had Matt Stafford for both Super Bowls, they'd have two Super Bowls.
Exactly. On top of that, as me and you are watching Hard Knocks, they are piping this dude up. Oh, he's looking hot. He's looking good. Yeah, because he's your quarterback. Yeah. I get it. I get it, dude. But are you serious?
They do not believe that. Serious? Trust me. Trust me. When that when the other quarterbacks come out in this next draft, if they're drafted towards the top, they will get them a quarterback, or they have enough picks in their arsenal to move up and get one of the guys that's coming out this season. So I don't think they sold, for sure they
go after a new quarterback after that year, and then on top of that, it's going to be a different head coach making that pick because I don't even see Cannon being there.
Yeah, I like Drew's point here talking about Goff. He says you have to rattle Goff.
Absolutely,
you see it in his demeanor sometimes when he gets hit. Like he doesn't want the smoke. Like well, he'll
bro, no, but let's go back to even when we played him when he was on the Rams. We owned his ass.
Yeah,
we
but
owned his ass.
Pause. But this is what I'm saying. He will pause. Not when he was shallow, but when you let him get loose and you don't hit him early and often, because you gotta realize when they talk about how hot he's getting, that's because ain't nobody hitting his ass. And he has to put in the pressure situation. But if we come out there all lollygagging and stuff, I think a lot of us are going to be calling for Vic Fangio to take over the reins.
I think realistically the most effective game plan to go in with this defense is to make them one-dimensional. I mean, I think that they're pretty they're pretty cheeks across the board on offense. so I'm looking at it like and what's your guys – I want you guys to answer this as well. What's your level of confidence in DeAndre Swift? Because if you watch Hard Knocks, they're talking him up like he's going to be a top five back in the league. And I just – man, like, I think he'll be decent. I just don't think he's as hyped up as – I don't think he's as good as people are hyping him up to be.
I mean,
I'm telling you, if you watch Hard Knocks,
if he were to have that dog
in him, then he would be that guy. And they don't think he has that dog in him.
You're right, bro.
Prime since he's been watching.
You're right. But, no, he's been watching, too, because he's watching the same shit. He's not that guy. Let's be realistic. When you guys watch it, if you had watched it, yo, Craig Reynolds is looking way better than him. And that's their third back. Like, the dude is beasting it. And then on top of that, they were really considering on, like, almost letting him go. And I'm, like, not understanding, like, what? This dude is killing it. Even during the preseason, he's killing it. And what's Swift doing? Not that much. I'm not taking nothing away from Swift. He's talented.
Isn't Swift from Philly, too?
Yeah, and he was big.
You know, he's going against Philly this weekend, pal.
But then remember, he got into that shit last year, too. Where he, you know, nothing happened, but
he bumped his gums before the game.
Squash all that shit. Swift is not going to be that dude come Sunday.
Right. And I had questions about him too. And when you make him one dimensional, I like to shut the run down. But there's some run blitzes that we could do on the way to the pass. We could have some run blitzes. We can shut the run down and we could make it look like organized chaos back there. We need to do some backfield bull loving. I'm sorry. I know you guys don't know what backfield bull loving is. When you send everybody to put the kids, the kids and the wife to sleep. Send everybody, put the kids and the wife to sleep. So backfield bull loving is going down. All we need is a stage.
What the hell is even that?
Yeah.
What the hell is he even talking about?
Were you talking about the running backs?
Yeah, Swift. You're talking about Swift.
What was your question again?
I want to know.
Like we talked about how Goff, we don't believe collectively that Goff is a top 15 guy. What's your guys' thoughts on DeAndre Swift this year? I'm not asking you to give me a ranking in the league, but do you think he's going to be like one of the premier backs in the league, or do you think he's going to be another middle of the road guy?
He's not the premier, but I think you know he's got some juice, but I don't think he's the middle of the road dude. But I
who
think
has a better season, him or Miles?
Miles just has to prove it.
How about you answer that question, Evan? How about you answer that question, bro?
I think that Swift will play more games, and that'll definitely help his chances.
Yeah, Brian says Swift is the next. They say Swift is next to Kamara.
And Dan Campbell was down there with Kamara. But I don't see that. I don't see that as well. Kamara's a different animal.
Hollis, you need to call up Deuce and ask him the intel on Swift.
The Deuce is not gonna tell me.
every time I see Deuce out somewhere, I'm always like trying to get running back nuggets. Yeah. That was his audition for the head coach's job.
And by that second, episode, him and Aaron Glenn were going at it. They're real close friends. Yeah. But I mean, it was just like the competition between them two. But I just missed Deuce so much, man. Yeah, he lost his voice in the midst of everything.
That was awesome. He's yelling at the running backs. He's got no voice.
Now, let's talk about some of the sexiest matchups that you guys want to exploit this weekend.
Can I go first?
Go first, man.
Yes, man. Because I'm pretty sure somebody's going to steal this one from me. But I'm telling you that linebacker versus the tight ends. Our linebackers versus the tight ends. The fact that we got linebackers now and on our squad. That Kazir White. He's big. He's going to have a tremendous game. I can't wait to see this dude go. The preseason interception he had. I mean, that right there is just proof in the pudding. He could play that position, and that's what we've been missing. So going against T.J. Hockenson is going to be a good, sexy matchup. I mean, because tight ends have been kicking our asses up and down the field for the past couple of years. I see that coming to a halt come Sunday.
My sexiest matchup is Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata going against their first round pick and the rest of their defensive line. They've been pumping the first round. I'm talking about they've been kissing his hairy beanbag the entire preseason. Oh, look at him! He's getting drove down the field. I say, stop that. I was like, yeah. Oh, he should have been the first pick. The Jacksonville didn't know. Yes, they did know what they were doing. But I think he's a good kid and stuff, and he's got a great family, but I think they're pushing it too much. So I want to see what he does when he comes up against the big dogs.
Yo, I mean, you know, you talk about this offensive line. This offensive line is well seasoned. This is a great opportunity to work some kinks out, from preseason. But still, I mean, at the end of the day, it's Aiden Hutchinson. He's a first year player. Obviously, he's got some juice off the edge. But I think we're good here.
It's this Lion fan that keeps on commenting in here. He thinks he's breaking news here that we didn't know Miles Sanders scored zero touchdowns last year. That's old news, pal.
Yeah, make sure you come and see us on Sunday. I hope you're going to be in Detroit.
Yes, sucker.
So we're throwing up DeAndre Swift just for that Lions fan. But anyway.
Sexiest matchup for me, personally. I said it before this. I think that the way that our secondary lines up against their wide receivers, I like it, man. I think that these wide receivers on Detroit are as good for a team that's rebuilding. But ultimately, I don't think that this is an elite group of wide receivers. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, he had a decent year last year, but I wouldn't say he's the guy.
For now, he's the guy.
He's the guy by default, and that to me isn't the guy. If you're the guy,
no, but I'm not gonna shit like bro.
Alex Singleton and Nate Gary were the guy by default.
No,
that's what it was. I'm saying.
Did you watch any Amon St. Brown?
Yeah, I saw Amon St. Brown.
He's good.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a rookie. We drafted fucking wide receivers in the first round. We didn't get shit out of any rookie.
We're talking about the other guy.
We're talking about the other guy.
Let's not forget JJ Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're getting shit out of them.
But back on the matchup this Sunday, I think that rookie wide receiver that could have a good career, could not. He's going up against some elite cornerbacks, man.
I think I got a better one. You ready for this one? Big V is not playing this week, so his backup Tommy Kramer, undrafted second year player out of Notre Dame. I think that's it right there. That could be the secret pigeon. Pudding. That could be the big pudding.
Pigeon.
This is the guy. This is the guy that you fucking take advantage of.
You got a pigeon.
Tell them what the pigeon is.
It's like, okay, so when you plan on defensive line, you figure out which offensive line is soft and tender like a woman. And that's the pigeon. It's like, okay, that's okay, that's that, okay, that's my bitch right there. That's my pigeon.
That's what I was going to say. You're looking for your bitch.
Yep. It's a, that's what you call a pigeon. The pigeon. And everybody wants to line up. I don't know if you remember.
Everybody. That's just the
everybody
thing.
Wants got, to line up. It's yes. Like, it's like, I don't know if you remember when the Buccaneers were playing against the St. Louis Rams and Sinclair, I think his name was last name, Sinclair, the offensive tackle, or Alex Barron or something like that. Alex Barron or something like that was playing offensive tackle. And everybody, including Warren Sapp, lined up over him to get a sack. They were fighting to line up over him. He is what they call a pigeon. Danny Watkins is what they call a pigeon.
Number Cody's 77, Sam Malo is our pigeon.
Yeah, Sam Malo. Sam Malo is kind of our pigeon right now. He's starting, right? Hopefully he doesn't get driven back into Jalen Hurts' lap and everybody start talking about he had a good fucking game. Because, I hate when they do that.
Hey, now, did you talk about Dallas Goedert against their linebackers? I think that's another sexy matchup. Yeah. You talk about A.J. Brown garnering some of that attention from the secondary. I think that's where Dallas Goedert might sneakily. I mean, he did it against Miami. Was it Miami? Yeah, Miami. No, it wasn't Miami. It was the second preseason game. So I mean, yes. I think Dallas Goedert should eat.
Evan, correct me if I'm wrong. One of the other things that I peeped on the Hard Knocks was, you know, Aiden Hutchinson is gifted, talented. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by far has a beautiful family, sisters. Holly, like, damn.
I noticed.
Yeah, you banging on wax already.
Yeah, that had Evan written all over them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
would love to meet the family while in Detroit.
Oh, uh-huh.
Listen, what I'm getting at is, did you notice the dude just got tired so quick?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. He does get gassed.
He got gassed so quick.
And you know what's going to happen, Prime?
Wow.
You know what's going to happen, Prime? I've seen guys pass out after warm-ups being so hyped about the first real NFL game. This is everything counts now. You went through training camp. You went through everything. And now it's the moment of truth. And he's starting, too. So I know he's going to be hyped.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he looked so gassed on a couple of those episodes. So, I mean, that's something they got to, you know, stay on top of.
Shout out to Logan with this little take here. Well, not take, but a little report. Ragnow had a groin injury today. That's depending on how bad that is, that would be a tough blow.
He's a beast on their line for sure.
Yeah, didn't he miss last year's game, Ragnow?
I don't remember.
They were missing some players.
I know they're missing players, but you can't play without your loins.
Tenderloin.
Yeah, tenderloin.
We have any?
Go ahead.
No, I said, do we have any other matchups before we move on? Any other ones?
I still want to see if Gannon's gonna make the matchup between him and the opposing offensive coordinator. If he makes that sexy, that'll be great. But
Mark. I mentioned what's it called? Their wide receivers against our cornerbacks. But honestly, right. I'm looking at their cornerbacks as well. And a guy in Jeff Okuda, like he's one of their starting corners. This is a guy that has dealt with a ton of injuries throughout his career. And this is where he's really going to try and break through and prove that he was that guy worth taking in the top five. I had floated out the idea earlier in the offseason that we should just take a flyer on Okuda and try and trade like a Rager or something for him, but I mean, Okuda has gotten more healthy.
What about that one rookie?
He's coming off Achilles injury.
He's coming off an Achilles. That's what I'm saying. It's a tough injury to come off of, and I think that you know there's a potential with some burning wide receivers that we can get past them.
What about the rookie that was just annoying? He kept on asking the coaches, "Hey,
that guy that was, I think I'm going to be great, man. I think I'm going to be really great." Like, all right, dude, I'm not going to talk to you about that.
I think his name was Chase Lucas. I think that was his name.
We had this dude named Henry Slay. He was a rookie, and so they sent Henry Slay out to the preseason game. He ran upfield, got knocked down. Ran back to the huddle. Next play, ran upfield, got knocked down again. And so the coach's like, what the hell was that? what the hell was that here? He's like, I don't know what you saw, coach, but I was balling. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, well, one point about Okuda, actually, at the Senior Bowl, we were actually standing there. And at Senior Bowl, you hear a lot of executives, like, just talk randomly walking around the stadium. And they were talking out in the open, like, they were talking about moving him to safety.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, we can hear you. You might want to tone it down a little because we're not that far away from you.
Well, I remember you telling me that, and that was originally my thought process as we try and, when we didn't have a safety at the time, as we try and trade for him and move him back to safety, take a flyer as a third or fourth safety. I would have tried it. But Logan, who is a Lions fan, thank you for watching. He's saying that Okuda is a bust in his eyes. It seems like the fan base isn't high on him.
You can't be high on him because if he's
off missed like 30 games in 2 years. Yeah,
exactly. So it's like they haven't had an opportunity to see him. That's the worst thing when you have that car that's out there. There's always something wrong with it. It looks sexy and stuff in the driveway. I was like, but you just can't, every time you pull out, the smoke blows out the back of it, and then you know you pull it back, have to pull it back in. Or the battery's uncharged and you need a jump.
What happens every time, Jason, buddy. I'm gonna need you to check on my medicals after I ride that slide this weekend.
If y'all ride now, this slide,
we might have to just for the culture. But moving on to some bold predictions, or some might like to say hot takes, but these are more predictions are based on kind of like, you know, some factual stuff here. Any bold predictions? You know, Ev, we'll start with you since you're the youngest in here. Youngest first.
Miles Sanders survives the whole game.
Miles Sanders what?
Man, that's me, Prime. He's got a bold prediction saying Miles Sanders survives the whole game. I highly doubt it, but continue.
bold prediction for me. I think Devontae is going to pop off this week, man. I think that AJ is going to take a lot of the pressure off of him, and I think Devontae is going to be able to get deep. I'm expecting two touchdowns out of Devontae this weekend.
Nice. I like that.
I like it too. Since he's on my fantasy team.
bold predictions. We'll go hot.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't really have any bold predictions. I'm trying to. I like the one about Miles Sanders making the whole game.
Oh, nice.
without injury.
Okay,
that's my bold prediction. He's gonna make it through without popping his hammy or having to come out the game because he broke his fingernail.
Okay, I like that one.
I think
Prime, what's yours?
I'm gonna go with two. One of our linebackers is gonna get an interception for sure. The second prediction that I got is, Miles Sanders is going to go ahead and last throughout the whole game because he's not going to play the whole game. I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know what I mean, I kind of see Gainwell or more towards Boston Scott having a repeat of what he did last year against these guys. You know what I mean? I think he had like 15 attempts, 60 yards, two touchdowns. I see that happening again. He knows where their weaknesses is at. Now, mind you, they got a stud on the linebacker side on their squad. We haven't mentioned him yet. Malcolm Rodrigo. You guys watch Hard Knocks.
Rodrigo.
No. See, if you watch Hard Knocks, they call him Rodrigo.
Yeah.
All right. So I knew what I was saying, buddy. All right. But Malcolm Rodrigo, the dude is nice. He's the stud. You know what I mean? And I think we were talking before we came onto the show and somebody, he was on our radar, you know what I mean, to get picked in the draft. But, you know, that didn't happen. But, yo, shout out to this kid,
From day one, bro. It, like, for a sixth-round pick, you can tell from the very, very beginning.
And that's why he is the reason why I love drafting in those rounds, man, because he's the proof in the pudding that it doesn't matter how far down you get picked. You know what I mean? They end up being better than some of these first and second-rounders we go after.
Now let's read off some of these bold predictions here. Jordan Davis, a forced fumble and two sacks. Hurts over 100 yards rushing. Tristan with Sipos doesn't shank a punt.
Hold on. I'm actually keeping a running list of all of the Aaron Sipos haters, and I'm gonna be just jotting them down throughout the year because I got a bone to pick.
Jimmy says Trey Sermon scores before
Miles.
Archer.
Yeah, Trey. That ain't gonna be hard. Trey Sermon is he's a bit of a battering ram.
Yo, during the draft process, I said Trey Sermon is most likely to hurt himself from his running style before he gets hurt by someone else.
Oh man,
bro, he running a little bit hard, little too dangerous. I like it though.
At least he don't run bow legged like how Jay Ajayi did. You remember that? Dude ran bow legged.
Jay did his thing though.
but Jay didn't have anything in his knees either.
Yeah,
but he had
no cartilage left. Yeah.
He had nothing in him. Yeah, by the time they knew he was only going to last another year or two.
Mm-hmm.
So he just said, God.
I forgot to give my bold prediction. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with
you wearing Kelly Green on Sunday.
That's easy. That is easy. Oh, I'm actually releasing my Jordan 3s, Kelly Green.
GS 3s.
Let me see.
Those are sexy.
With the laces even.
Okay.
Get another zoom in on those laces.
Get a zoom in on those laces.
Oh, back it up a little bit. Back it up.
They shining. I know you say you don't like to be shining, but you're shining to me.
No, I'm gonna go with Devontae Smith. one touchdown. $113.
I like it.
I like that too. I think he's going to get it this year. It's like towards the end of last year, he started slowing down. But
$113, two touchdowns, and then giving Chase Lucas a reason to go back to his coach and say, "Coach, you think I could have guarded him better?"
I got to watch him now.
Bitch, you said you were going to be great.
So Prime seems like a huge fan of the show.
I know. To be honest with you, that's the first Hard Knocks I've watched in years, man.
I was excited because we played in the first week, so it's leading up to that. You know what I'm saying? Besides last year, watching those bum-ass cowgirls, especially, you know what I mean, Gallup running into the damn fence and everything, it was a shit show watching those guys.
Yeah. I wanted to watch Deuce, man. I really just wanted to get a
watch Deuce. Bro, watching Deuce, it definitely was, you know, I
entertaining.
He's entertaining, period.
He's awesome.
Period.
Yeah, I think the last few years with the Cowgirls on there just celebrating mediocrity for no apparent reason.
And they still every are. Time I turn. And they still are, bro. They still are. They're still celebrating. These Cowboy fans are trolling.
They got all those videos on VHS, bro. They'll tell you about them.
And then, oh my God, they say we got six. I was like, you have any this entry?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they got three on
any this millennium.
They got three on VHS, three on floppy disk. I mean, come on.
Actually, three on those reel to reels.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Is the Hard Knocks jinx still a thing? That's a good question.
You're going to find out.
I mean, it always
tends about to find out.
Bottom tier teams, but would you guys be opposed to the Eagles doing a Hard Knocks? I kind of don't want it. As cool as it would be to see,
I'm cool, man.
I'm good.
I'm cool.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good without him doing it.
But if you do, but listen, HBO, if you do have Hard Knocks, make sure you have the four of us on there.
Yeah, the Lions coaching staff was down at the Senior Bowl, so a lot of those guys were down there. Got to talk to Phipp. I actually spoke with Dan Campbell. Yeah, right. I tried to get him to give some prospects. I said I suckered him to a question, and he almost said it, and he's like, "Nah, I'm not doing it." Dan Campbell, that dude has some. He's a guy that has good energy. I feel like he's that blue collar dude, I think. And then you got Deuce, man. It's a likable coaching staff.
Yeah.
When I look at it, I was cracking up because I know Deuce and then knowing Dan from the Saints and then Aaron Glenn. You know, Aaron Glenn used to live around the corner from me in Houston.
No way.
And we actually came there and I was happy that he finally got a defensive coordinator job because he had been putting in his cats be putting in their work for so long and then don't get a coordinator job and then don't get a head coaching job and they know a lot about the game. I was just happy to see him get one. Like actually we played Jacksonville, my boy Zeke, Mike Caldwell is the defensive coordinator for Jacksonville, the Jaguars. Yes. Yeah, but he played, it's like you see the smart guys and guys who can explain things and coach and they're aggressive and they have the defensive nature. Not the Jonathan Gannons of the world.
Speaking of Jacksonville, you think that Trevor Lawrence could be turned around by Dougie?
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress.
I think he's got the tools. I think Lawrence has the tools. I mean, you just got to put it together.
Yeah, because I forgot the quarterback coach name. That guy is a good guy to have as a quarterback coach. We had him here. What's his name?
Where's Byron Leftwich at now? I don't think he's a quarterback.
Byron Leftwich is still with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
He's the offensive coordinator there. So
Everybody
said, watch out for the floor.
Evan, how about Hank Fraley, man? I met that dude in person. Yeah.
Where's
Hank Fraley's the offensive line coach on the Detroit Lions.
You know, we called him Honey Bun.
Yeah, I know. You played with him. That was that dude, man. I met that dude at Walmart. That dude is cool as shit.
Now,
I will let you guys know, he walked by me with a just a towel on, and he was jiggling it. So Hugh Douglas lay back. Is like, well, call him Mr. Jigglesworth. Hey, I was fucking dying, man.
Hey Charles, if you want one of these, I have to go out and make them. So let me know your size. And
tell them about the merch, Eric.
Look, I was at the shop today. So
Gail likes to flex on exclusive gear on the show. He's like, I'm gonna wear this on here
Before I got to the show, where was I?
I don't know.
But the key thing is, though, Gail, what Evan is saying, you know what I mean? It would have been nice if we all had ours and then we could have shared it at the same time. But you always got to be the one to go ahead and flex.
but never like, oh, thanks, Gail, for buying me a hat. Thanks.
Well, shit, we always thank you. And yeah. I got receipts to prove it.
Thanks, guys. I'm sitting there calling them up. Hey, what size shirt you want? What size? I know Tank is a 4XL.
XLT. Tank.
4XL, XLT,
LT, yeah. So I can't wear a midriff.
Yeah, the extra letters do mean something.
But we wouldn't mind the belly. Just wear the belly shirt, man.
No, nah, I'm too cool for that. Nah.
But anyways,
thanks, Gail. Thank you for my hoodie. That's what
the thing is. It's about time you thanked him.
That's what I said. About
I thank him every time. Enough for that shit.
But then got the entire.
Oh yeah, and Bobby Hill. My bad. We called Hank Friendly Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill.
from King of the Hill.
Yeah, from King of the Hill. Yeah. The propane salesman.
Yeah. Now the little boy.
Bobby.
Oh, but anyways.
So no hat? 7 7/8.
Seven. That's what size your head is, dude?
Man, yeah.
That thing's an 8.
I don't have hair anymore.
You go in the store, it's like, you got a bowling hat to fit a bowling ball or something?
You have to fit a man. That's why I go in the store.
Yeah, I never forget. See, look at those two heads. But look, I remember when I caught up with Hollis in Atlanta. He was like, "Yo, man, I gotta get one of those things." And I'm thinking to myself, "How the fuck am I gonna get that helmet on that big ass head?"
That was a nice one.
Looking forward to this game. Thinking about our offensive MVP. I'm obviously speaking things into existence. MVP, okay. You're talking about getting the dub, right?
Right.
Who's going to be the offensive MVP for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Builds off of my bold prediction, man. I told you Devontae Smith going to end up in the end zone twice this weekend. Hopefully with triple digit yards. I think he's our MVP this week.
Wow.
What about you? What about you, Tank?
I'm going with the guy who's throwing them to him.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. Can't go no other way.
Prime, what you
he's
got?
Gotta be.
That's a tough one, man. I think I like Goddard's chances today on Sunday.
Goddard, okay. I'm gonna go Hurts. Hurts is gonna put up. I was just gonna say he was gonna put up 300 plus yards. I'm gonna give him maybe 40 yards on the ground. Last time we played the Lions, he was putting up some yards on the ground.
Yeah. Now the other part too was I did see somebody put up the O line for giving up no sacks. If the O line gives up no sacks and we get 100 plus yards on the ground, you got to get the line MVP. you got to get a line MVP. If they come out there and they control the game like we think that they should, man.
Yeah.
You already know who my defensive MVP is. The guys up front.
How much work do you think Jordan Davis gets this game?
I think his first game, he's probably going to get 15 to 20 plays. Okay. And it's kind of like, and I think they're going to bring him along, not so much slowly, but I think he's going to get action in each quarter. I was like, but you got to get your body acclimated to playing this game. And I think that'll be a good way to get him going. Like, I'd say 15 to 20, possibly 25.
Get
his feet wet, because it's like when you, especially if we are big, I think he's going to get more time. So you know, just to get him acclimated to the game. Okay. So the more reps he gets, especially in this new defense that he's in, because it's new to him, then the better he will get. Because if you're a good player like he is, once everything becomes second nature, that's when you see the dominance emerge. Yep. So I'm looking for him to do some good things, though.
Interesting. My defensive MVP. This is tough. I'm gonna go big play Slay. I think he's gonna come up with he's going back to the belly of the beast where he once started his career. I think this is, he always likes to show up when the lights are on.
Big play Slay.
I think one of the guys that we added this offseason makes his presence known early, Hassan Reddick. That's going to be my damn MVP. Hey, Eat that, Prime.
Who you got, Prime?
I had Hassan Reddick, man. I think Hassan
Reddick. Why don't you just go with the linebacker core?
I mean, hey, technically he does kind of play that position just as well, you know what I mean? So he could be coming from there. But I think, I agree with Evan, man. I think Hassan's going to have a huge game. Don't even be surprised if he could pull out three.
No, somebody was just asking if the Kobe Dean probably is going to get some special team snap. He's probably going to be up. I don't know how many. Depending on how the game is going, if the game is going our way clearly, he's probably going to get some good game work in.
Yeah, another person that has to get his feet wet. That's all.
Yeah, because once the thing is, they play preseason. Yeah, preseason, okay. The speed of the game is what changes, because you're playing against guys who've been in systems as long as they've been in systems and stuff. They have the game is just that much faster.
I would love to see this one. I would love to see Brandon Graham come back. Full of fire. That would make my day.
That would make mine too. Let's see, come back and get like three or four sacks in his hometown.
They talk a lot of shit. Yo, I was actually watching a documentary, a little piece on him growing up in Detroit, man. His high school field was
rough stuff.
It was like atrocious. Like, you talk about the high school field some of these athletes play on, bro. They had like one locker in the whole team. It was like a gym that they shared as a locker room. It was pretty bad.
It was like Wildcats. It was like that movie.
Now see, now the high school which I played for, we didn't have a practice field. We didn't even have a home field. We practiced on the outfield of a baseball diamond from a rec center, and we had a patch of grass in the backyard that we called the lab. Our offensive line coach was Ernie. We won back-to-back state championship, though. Our offensive line coach was Ernie McMillan. Ernie McMillan played on the other side of Dan Dierdorf. So he was our offensive line coach, and we had a defensive line coach named Frank Roy. They actually molded us on that little patch of grass with those dummies and with all of us. Our offensive line averaged 294 in high school, so we were some maulers, but we didn't have actually the Tuskegee Airmen. They the one who built the built their current home field now because it's called Sumter High School. Yeah, it was like Sumter High School in St. Louis. We never had a home field. We used to always play at O'Fallon College, O'Fallon Tech High School, and then we practiced on the outfield of a baseball diamond. So
nice,
very cool.
But we still had what they called lockers. I wouldn't take a shower in there to save my life though. It's a little rusty. I might need a tetanus shot. But it was like when you see some of the things that a lot of guys endured to play football, like the tour days and stuff, and taking up salt pills and stuff.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'm going to say is that one fatal mistake that a freshman makes of going to get some water after running three laps, and the coach hadn't said water break yet.
you're gonna cramp up.
It's like, so I went to get some water. All I hear in the background is, did anybody tell you to get some water? Get your ass back. I was like, oh god. It's like they was not having it. It's like, anybody tell you to get some water? Because they had the water horse out there. It was all glistening and stuff. It was 97 degrees. We had just ran some laps and I just ran over to get some water. That's not the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's clearly not the way it goes, and I immediately regretted it. And I always wait for the coach to give me water.
Brad wants to know, Hollis, he says, which one of your old teammates you keep up with the most?
I keep up with Jamal Jackson, Hugh Douglas, Lito Shepherd. I mean, just talking to Barry Garner. Todd Harris. I keep up with a lot of the cats.
We're going to need somebody for the big 300 episode, man. We're going to have to get somebody.
Carlos Emmons. Who else? William Fuller. I played with William Fuller. William Thomas. Mike Mamula.
Mike.
He's still living down. Mike Mamalama.
Nice.
Who else? Nice. I keep up with a lot of the guys. So.
Very nice. Yeah. This is a random question here, but
okay.
My own question, okay. not football related here, because you know,
okay,
when you go on a road trip, there's stuff to be excited about. What are you most excited about for the Detroit road trip?
The Detroit, they have this arcade there that has all the old school vintage arcade games. Like we used to go, we used to put that $5 in there. You go and you play Pac-Man, Galaga, all the different pinball machines. And I forgot the exact name of the place. My buddy remembers it. They have the most tender pizza known to man, too. We made them run out of dough the last time we was there. And I was killing them. I was killing them about it. They was like, that's a whole pizza. Yeah, I know. it's a big arcade. It's like a downstairs is a bar, but then upstairs it's got all the old school arcade games that's up there. It's sweet, dude. It's like, it takes you back to when you were a kid.
That's cool.
I went and put $20. I had $20 over quarters.
You ever been down at the barcade down in Philly? They got something similar over there.
The one right down the street from me?
Yeah.
I've been down there. That's cool. But this just caught me off guard because it had all the games that I grew up playing.
Gotcha.
Like it had the old school Street Fighter.
See, yeah. you trying to get your ass whooped, Chung Lee, all Duke.
It was another one too, Double Dragon, you remember that?
Double Dragon,
whoop your ass in that.
They had
Did they have the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one too?
Yep, that was the they had that too.
Hey, Prime, that's what
you had almost anything. I think it was like 50 games in there. It's like it was like any game you could, almost any game that we used growing up, you could see.
Hey, we can go at it, man. We can go. We can put some money on it too. We can put some money on it.
Let's go.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Prime, what you looking forward to, man?
Oh man, you know, I'm in the road trip, just being able to talk the stories. Actually, you guys should know by now, I'm a movie person, so there's quite a bit of spots that I want to go check out. I know I was joking about, you know, RoboCop, which really wasn't filmed in Detroit. I know I was joking about
8 Mile.
Well, no, 8 Mile definitely was. Brick Mansion, which wasn't filmed in Detroit, but
Four Brothers,
I believe they did have a couple scenes there, and then Batman. The Batman versus Superman movie was actually filmed downtown city, so might go check out a couple spots over there. But I'm actually looking forward to hitting this slide with Evan. So you know, what I mean, hopefully we can come back in one piece.
Yo, you're really doing the slide?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, have you seen?
You just
that
said
slide?
It no, yourself.
No, I think you're the content.
You bro. Just said it.
No, feel me?
You just said it. You just said it for yourself. We live
I'm just worried about your wifey. Like you know,
she'll be fine, man. I'm insured. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Well, that's what I'm gonna. I want to just let me know you're gonna do that. I want to record that.
The hell you are, Brian.
The boss has chimed in.
See, you gave her more time than what we needed for her to go to comment.
See, Autumn, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know.
I'll send you the video if he does.
Well, I can holler his holding receipts.
Yo, Ev. What are you looking forward to, man?
To be honest with you, I just enjoy the road trips themselves, bro. I enjoy the getting there, the long ass road trip. You know, I make Gail stop every 45 minutes to an hour to go to the bathroom, but I enjoy the trip itself. I think we should all make a vow: no pork rinds.
Why?
No pork rinds in the
bro.
Car.
Why? If we got to deal with your every 45 minute stop, you can deal with my pork rinds.
Yeah, but
I
deal with your pork rinds when you're sitting in the back sleeping, just tooting up a storm, bro.
Hey, that's
we're
cool
all dealing with your fucking pork rinds.
I suggest you bring some Febreze.
Bro, it smelled like Funyuns and noodle water in there.
Boiled eggs.
I think that he might have ruined your backseat, Gail. I'm not sure.
I did not. That was you.
No, see, well, on the road trips, you'll get the every like maybe like hour, you'll get while Prime sleeping. You guys good? You good? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, at least I check on y'all to make sure y'all good. Tell me you good and you won't.
Prime's gonna wake up. We're gonna be a dish. We're not good, actually. Can you help out?
if ever anyone knows, I'm good about driving. I do road trips. I'm pretty good about it.
Yeah, he's a beast.
So I mean, just the road trips are always great. Just I think the thing about road trips is you're seeing a different city, trying to get like an idea of what goes on. In each city that you travel to, it's always dope. You know, especially with Philly sports trips, you want to make a trip to one of these Eagles game. You get an opportunity to actually go out and see some of these cities. We're going to Washington. I know a lot of people have been there, but the AZ trip should be very exciting. So I think
awesome sauce.
That should be. I'm excited for that. So it's going to be a wild month for 4th and John. If you want to go on the road with us, Philly sports trips is where you do it. I'm going to go with pizza. I heard that Detroit has some of the best pizza. I never heard about that in my life.
We're going to find out, man. We're going to find out.
Why have I never heard that?
I'm going to try a Detroit-style pizza than Chicago lasagna pizza that they got going on out there.
I don't know about that.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But the place that I went and their pizza was delicious. It changed my life.
When we catch up in Detroit, you're going to have to take us to this spot, man.
Yeah, this changed my life.
All
right. Oh, this is where the pizza is at the arcade spot?
Detroit pizza, hella good.
I think he's just saying pizza in Detroit.
Yeah, it's hella good.
I don't think he's naming a place.
I'll find out the place because I got some of my college teammates are from Detroit. They still live there. Okay. And one of my buddies, he went with me, and I was like, "Dude, how can you tell me the pizza was like this right here, around here?" He's like, "I didn't think you wanted to know."
Hey, did you find out? Do they have scooters in Detroit?
I don't know. I think they do. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
They do.
I saw people, Eagle fans, warning us about traveling to Detroit, or Eagle fans traveling to Detroit. It's not like every other city. That's what I heard.
Don't care.
Is it dangerous? More dangerous? I mean,
don't care. Still don't care. I don't care.
we're going to watch the Eagles W. That's like, all that matters.
Philly's like the Myrtle Capital right now. So, I mean,
I know. I was about to say, if you walk around here, buddy, then I rock
by myself to sleep every night, but to the sound of gunshots. It's,
name that tune.
I am not getting a scooter.
I would pay to see that happen.
Man, yo, Atlanta, there's no last. Remember, we all went last year to Atlanta, and we were trying to look for food. There was food, man. And the lines were like, I'm telling you, like
ridiculous.
Nothing was open.
It was like 8 miles. In Atlanta, the city. Like after 11 o'clock, the lines were as long as the 8 mile. Yeah.
I loved Atlanta, though. If I gotta be honest, with you, Atlanta is one of my favorite cities that we visited.
Atlanta so far is probably my favorite city to visit as well, man. I always have.
So you went to a strip club?
I fell in love, Hollis.
Wait, at a strip club? Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
You in love with a stripper? Was she rocking and rolling?
Who sung that?
Was she grabbing that pole? Yeah. Sound like you was about to be singing it.
Where you hide says I live in Atlanta. We took over the Benz. We did take over the Benz. That was a good trip. I'm talking, you know, for opening games. That was a great game to
The soccer team takes over the Benz down there. The football team does nothing. The
soccer team does take over the Benz. That place was packed the night we got there because it was the night before they were having
United game or something.
Like a startup. A pre-gaming the night before, and it was rocking. It was rocking.
There's a trick question in the comments. I was not. I'm gonna leave it there.
You'll leave. Oh. Well, whatever do you mean?
Yeah, man.
We've
passed the hour mark here. Any other comment? I mean, if you guys see any questions up here that you have up there, any other dying questions you need answered before we get out of here as we wrap it up. You know, the whole thing, the couple of days before a trip, man, it's I know I'm not the – I'm you know, you guys are dads up in here. You got to wrap things up before you get out. You know, you got to get your things in line. You gotta check with the boss before you leave.
It's like the message I sent you earlier, man. Happy wife, happy life. keeping it 100.
No, this is true. This is true. This is true. This
keeping
is
true. It 100 with you. Nah, but I mean, it definitely gives me the opportunity to, you know, to spend time with the kids and the wife before I roll out. But yeah, I'm excited, man. The anticipation for Sundays is just building up. Taking a half a day at work. I really don't even want to go into work tomorrow. That's how excited I am. But I'm going to go ahead and make sure everybody's good over there. Come and chill with the family. Do some last minute things. And then, you know what I mean? And catch up with my boys. And then we out. We deuces.
Tank is flying. First yet? Class. Tank's flying first class.
Damn, right? Skippy. I'm a
You be drinking Evian water up there?
Nah, I embark on some of the liquor. tomorrow I just pack my bag and get ready for
I'm packing tomorrow.
I'm a stud. I'm ballsy. I don't take no shit from anyone.
This guy up in here with Grey Poupon.
Anybody know what the weather will be like for Detroit?
It's indoors.
They're like, oh, look who's up in the front, Michael Clark Duncan. He's gone, bro.
Yeah, I know. Now get in the back. Somebody get this mother.
I saw Robert has a question for Tank. He says, Tank's take on Jordan Davis before we get out of here.
So far, so good. I like what I'm seeing. I just want to see him in his first live, real live action. I think he was lazy. He knows it in the Miami game because he was just trying to get out of there. Because it was like one of those games where we're not going to be playing really. I don't, you know, and they probably made him play. So he played that. I'm looking to see his first snap to see how he reacts to this live action.
85 degrees Thursday, Friday, Saturday, raining on Sunday, but we'll be in the dome. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be dope. Shout out to Puga, who will be at the AZ. A trip.
Oh, cool.
If you haven't seen Puga's stand-up comedy, he's killing it, man.
Okay. He's doing his thing, man.
He channels his dark passenger as he does his dark comedy.
he came across some legends, man. Some of those comedian legends. So he's having a good time, man.
Yeah. Cool. So last word before we get out of here, man. What's the start?
This is going to be me leaving the game.
Wow. Wow. Wow, bro. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Are you saying wow?
We got to get a new version of it.
You see how happy you were, bro? That's going to be me with jubilation walking out of that stadium as we're 1-0.
We'll go prom. You want to start it off? Last word?
Oh, man, just like I said, I'm looking forward to go ahead and getting on this road trip. Appreciate everybody that tuned in. You know, without you guys, a lot of this ain't possible. You know, I'm excited, man. Eagles football is here, ready to get this season started, man, going and, you know, have a reason to get all, you know, hyped up and excited. It feels good. So, you know, just looking forward to it. Appreciate you guys.
Oh, last words. It's about to go down. All we need is a stage. Appreciate everybody for coming out and watching us. Thanks for putting the last words up there for me. And don't forget, you can also participate with me on PhillySportsTrips.com for the Detroit tailgating stuff and the Washington trip. Should be pretty awesome.
That's the next one. That's definitely the next one.
Yes. Yeah, then home games. We got the where we at our home games. Everywhere?
We got Minnesota. We in the building. We got Minnesota first Monday night football. Tailgate cool. John. Fourth and John. Tailgate John.
Yeah. It's Club John at night. That's what it turns into.
Thanks, Evan.
I really don't have much to say. We've said a lot on this show. I think that the Eagles are going to dominate this weekend. I think we start the year off hot. We start out the year how we're supposed to. The time has come. This has been the longest week of all time, man. I swear to God. This gap between the preseason. I was watching every single preseason game, man. I am fiending for a drop of football, and we're about to get the birds this Sunday, and they're going to start the year off right. Go, Bird.
Seeing that, I watched so much football. I watched about 30 football college football games already. I just love football. I love Eagles football. Eagles football is even up here above college football. It's just it's a great time. It's a great opportunity to celebrate your birds, connect with bird fans. I think the juice is live right now. Like everyone is, I'm getting calls from everybody. I'm getting the calls from the other NFC East fans who are scared about what they're seeing from the Eagles right now. Like you get a random call from my boy Omar, who's a big Giant fan. He's like, start asking me about the Eagles. Like, what are you scared? Like, again, the players got to do it on the field. We're getting an opportunity to see it this week. We've been talking shit for like months. We've been analyzing the draft for months. We've been talking about practices for months. And now we're here live Sunday. Go Birds.
Speaking of live, make sure y'all tune in because we're going to be going live on our road trip. Keeping you guys updated on my poor grind, sleeping. Evan, God only knows what Evan's going to be doing.
Me turning around, smell in the back seat.
Yeah.
we should do a bet. We should do a giveaway. Whoever guesses how many bathroom trips we stop.
Speaking of bathroom trips.
Oh, this is just pee-pee break. This is pee-pee break. On that note, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, go Birds.
Go Birds.